Back now with Day to Day, British Prime Minister Tony Blair is in the middle of a row about his party's finances. A senior official in the party says Tony Blair's office ran a secret funding operation involving millions of pounds. It's also been claimed that Blair's government handed over knighthoods and other titles in return for party donations. Joining us from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. And Stephen, first of all, who is this mysterious senior official and what's he saying?
He's the treasurer of the Labour Party, Tony Blair's ruling Labour Party, and he says that during the general election last year, the party received loans worth several million dollars from wealthy supporters. But that money didn't go through him, the treasurer. It didn't go through the party books. It was, in effect, funneled secretly through the Prime Minister's office.
And what is he saying happened with that money?
Well, he's simply saying, I wasn't aware of this money. Why wasn't I aware of it? Why wasn't it brought to my attention? What happened to it? He wants an independent inquiry.
And what does Tony Blair say about that?
In his weekly news conference today, the Prime Minister said he was aware of the loans. He didn't explain why the money hadn't passed through the Labour Party's books, but he insisted there was absolutely nothing improper about the cash and nothing mysterious about what had happened to it.
This idea that somehow there was some sort of secret account and the money went has gone and been spent on something completely different, as far as I'm aware, is complete rubbish. I mean, it will have gone to fight the general election.
Opposition critics are not satisfied, however. They say these loans look suspicious. They look as if they may be connected with the whole cash for titles scandal.
Right. And tell us more about that, this allegation that the Labour Party handed out knighthoods in return for donations.
That's right, and it's an allegation that's been levelled against this government and many previous governments secret deals were done with wealthy supporters. Give us some cash and we'll give you an honour like a knighthood or a peerage.
But these are supposedly for public service, right?
They are, although I don't suppose most people would mind too much about the sale of a knighthood or two, because these are just titles. They entitle you to a bit of bowing and scraping in restaurants, perhaps not much more. It's the peerages that present the problem, because these entitle you to a seat in the House of Lords, the upper chamber of Parliament. It is a legislature, and therefore people obviously find something rather unsavoury about rich people buying their way into a legislature. Perish the thought. Anyway, later today in Marketplace, a complete change of gear from the sleaze-ridden British Parliament to your own noble institution. We'll be taking a closer look at the first stage of the US budget process.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.